George Day for the children in Sunday school. No. And then we're going to have a lunch and then our Christian training class.
然后这个要来的主日呢，我们会是这个学期孩子的主日学的一个结业仪式。所以在这之后呢，我们会有一个 potluck 的午餐在一起。那午餐之后呢，我们会继续这一周的门徒培训。
So I suppose it's true that most days are a special day at 16th. Just about every day there's something special.
所以我们每一天每一次的聚会都有一些特别的意义哈，所以我们只是不同的类别而已。
Very good. Anything that you know of that we should be making mention of today?
有没有什么特别今天要提出来我们要祷告的？
That's right.Xin Wang is leaving soon for China. Probably won't be with us next week because she's going to be leaving the next day. But Xin Wang, again, the Lord bless you.
所以我们特别的
We will miss you.
特别的感谢王欣姊妹哈，她在我们中间，现在她要回国了。那下一次可能她就不来了。我们也祝福她，求主带领她。
Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer then, and then we'll get into our study.
那我们一起来做一个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for your goodness to us.
主啊，我们要如此感恩，为了您向我们显明的良善。
This morning we were reading about the pool of Bethesda, the house of loving kindness.
主啊，今天上午我们学习的故事就是毕士大池子，就是那。怜悯之屋地方所发生的故事。
And we're thankful that we found in the Lord Jesus the heart of loving kindness that we can come to.
主啊，因为我们在耶稣基督里看见那极深的怜悯，我们可以依靠。
Now we pray, Lord, that you will bless us as we study your word together.
主啊，求您祝福我们，当我们聚集学习您话语的时候。
And we pray especially that you'll bless Xin Wang as she leaves us. And goes back to China. May you draw close to her there. May she draw close to you. And may she walk in the blessing of the Lord.
主啊，也求您祝福王欣，带领她回国的旅程，进度平安。也求您让她在国内呢，能够有一个与您更近的关系，常祝福她，引导她。
And so, Lord, we pray that you'll help us now as we turn to the Word of God.
当我们转向您的话语的时候，求您今天祝福我们。
We pray that the Spirit of the Lord will speak to each of our hearts, and we ask this in Jesus' name.
求您的圣灵向我们每个人的心说话，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, our studies today begin in Romans chapter 13.
今天呢，我们继续学习罗马书的十三章。
And we've been considering the general theme, how to be a living sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一直在讲这样的一个主题啊，从十二章开始，就是如何成为一个献给主的活祭。
And so we learned about how to live in the assembly and then how to live in our private lives in our homes and then how to live in the world.
然后呢我们分三个部分，第一呢是在教会里如何生活，第二呢是在我们个人生活里如何生活，第三呢就是在世界里如何生活。
And we got down last week to verse 12, I guess, of chapter 13.Where it says that we are to put on the armor of light.
所以上一次我们十三章十二节呢，最后我们看见我们要穿戴光明的兵器或者盔甲。
And we considered the fact that if you're in the military and you're fighting in a war, you often like to hide in the dark.
你在军队打仗的时候呢，你在战争里，你应该会不喜欢自己被暴露啊，所以要躲在黑暗里。
The logic is that if the enemy can't see you, it's probably not going to harm you.
这个的逻辑就是呢，如果敌人看不见你呢，你就应该是安全的。
And so many armies spend a lot of time working on camouflage and planning to do their work at night.
所以很多的军队呢，他们有这样的一个作用啊，或者技术，就是伪装术啊，就是这样的话，让他们在打仗的时候不被敌人看见。
But verse 12 says, "The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light."
十二节，黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
So for the Christian, the question is, how could there be an armor of light?
作为一个基督徒呢，这个问题就是怎么才能找到这光明的盔甲啊？
And in part, the answer is that if a Christian is in the light, he realizes that he needs the help of the Lord.He's dependent on the Lord. He knows other people are looking at him, and his life is probably going to be much more Christ-like than if he's in the dark.
所以这就是基督徒生命不一样的地方。一个基督徒当他发现他自己在极大的软弱和需要里，他开始要倚靠神。在这个当口呢，其实各种各样的人，他周围的人呢，其实都会看着他。那他就像穿上了一个光明的盔甲啊，谁都看着他，而不是躲藏在黑暗里。在这样的一个状态下，他对世界和周围人的影响啊，其实比躲在黑暗里要大得多。
And last week we read some verses from John chapter 3 that say that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
上一周约翰福音三章我们看见了。人喜欢黑暗啊，倒不就光啊，是因为他的行为是恶的，所以他就喜欢黑暗。
But the Christian says, no, I'm a living sacrifice for Jesus. I don't want to be doing evil. And so he walks in the light, he lives in the light, and that becomes for him a wonderful armor of defense.
那基督徒刚好是要反，他说我不要生活在黑暗里啊。那我要在光中行，那我的行为也要就光。那这样的话呢，那他就成为世人的关注的点啊，那成为像基督那样的榜样在地上。
And so verse 13 then.
十三节。
Romans 13 verse 13 says in English, "Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness."Not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy.
十三节十三章，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可争竞嫉妒。
All of those things are things that are usually done in the darkness. They're things that people are not proud of. They must not be proud of.
所以这些事呢，常常是行在暗中的。也是人不会拿着用来自夸的事情。
Our society, unfortunately, has taken the word pride and put it with these evil things, and they even have marches, parades to say we are proud of our evil.
那我们今天的这个世代呢，就很令人悲哀的是。他们甚至会游行来说，哎，我要这些罪哈，我要这些邪恶的事情。
But it doesn't matter whether we say we're proud of evil or not; it is still evil.
所以无论人怎么说，哎呀，我就以这为荣，这邪恶就是邪恶，没有办法。
And to be proud of evil just makes the evil worse, doesn't it?
所以以邪恶为荣，只会使这样的恶更加的糟糕。
And so we walk in light.And we stay away from all of those things that are associated with darkness.
所以我们在光中行啊，我们就是要远离这一切的恶事。
Verse 14 says, "Rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
14节总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵情欲。
So we want to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们总是要穿上耶稣基督。
That's an interesting picture.
这是一个很有意思的图景。
What do you do when you get up in the morning?
你一早上起来你会做什么？
Well, the answer is you do a number of things.
你做很多事情。
But you decide what you're going to wear, and you put on your clothes so that you are clothed for the day or the morning, whatever it is. But you clothe yourselves with the appropriate clothes for your activities.
但是诸多事情之一呢，你总是先要决定今天穿什么衣服，然后呢，把这件衣服穿上，然后再这样，这就是你一天至少是一个上午的形象了。
Now, the Christian gets up in the morning, and what clothes does he put on?
所以一个基督徒一早起来，他穿什么衣服？
The Lord Jesus Christ.
他穿上耶稣基督。
And he says, Lord, today I want to clothe myself with you.
所以你会说，主啊，今天我要把你穿在我身上。
Now, sometimes I have problems.
有的时候呢，我会有些问题。
Sometimes I will meet somebody here at the chapel.
然后我来这边教会呢，来跟一些人开会。
And I learn their name.
然后我就知道他的名字。
And I call them by their name.
然后我用他的名字叫他。
And the next time they come to the chapel, they're wearing completely different clothes. And I don't recognize them.
然后呢，下一次呢，他们又来教会，但是换了一件衣服，我就完全没认出来。
And so it would be far easier for me if you would wear the same clothes every week, please.
所以呢，就认出你来最容易的就是你每次都穿一样的衣服，我就认出来。
Okay, now we're supposed to wear the same clothes every day. We're supposed to be clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ every day.
所以我们理论上的作为基督徒是每次都穿一个衣服，就是耶稣基督，每一天。
And it wouldn't matter then whether we knew one another's name. All we would say is, I'm not sure what your name is, but you look like Jesus.
所以这个不在乎你是谁啊。但是呢，我每一次都会说一样的话，哎呀，我也不知道你叫什么名字，但是我觉得你像耶稣。
Now there are at least three specific actions that we're to take to live like the Lord Jesus Christ.
那活得像耶稣基督呢，有三个行动我们要做的。
The first is we are to clothe ourselves in light. We're to walk in light. We're not to be in a situation where we act as if we're in the dark. Stay in the light.
第一就是停在行在光中，我们不要做任何事情啊，能让我们持久在黑暗里的，就是我们远离黑暗，我们一切的事都是在光明之下的。
Stay with the Christians.
然后呢，常与基督徒在一起。
Many years ago, we were at war in Roy. Can you just, that's the fire, the elevator man. Can you show him the elevator door? There, if the key isn't there, it's upstairs in the sound booth. Excuse me.
In the war.
In the war. Thank you. Okay. In the war. There were many soldiers, Navy personnel, airmen, who were in assemblies like this, who went to war.
有很多的人啊，在战争中会有很多的士兵、海军、空军，他们在打仗的时候呢，都需要参加。
And they often would travel to different parts of the world.
他们需要旅行到世界不同的地方。
And the question was, when they got to other parts of the world, what would they do?
那问题是呢，他们到世界不同的其他的地方去的时候，他们要做什么呢？
And so the Christians got together and they would make lists of churches in each of the cities that people would go to that the Christians could go to when they were in those cities.
所以呢，会有基督徒呢，会把人要去的不同城市的教会啊，先去找出来，然后列出来，发给这些人啊，就让他们知道到一个地方的哪里可以去聚会。
So when they had free time in a foreign port or in a foreign city, instead of being involved in evil, they would go and visit the Christians.
所以当他们在海外之地有一些空余时间的时候呢，这样他们就不用去陷在一些邪恶的事情里，他们可以用这些空余时间去拜访当地的教会。
Is it easier to live like a Christian when you're with a bunch of Christians or when you're with a bunch of non-Christians?
那对你来说，是和一群的基督徒在一起更容易活出基督的样式呢，还是和一群属世界的人在一起更容易活出基督的样式？
And these men said, I want to make sure that I walk in light. And so they would go to, when they got to a new city, they'd look up the Christians. They'd go to visit the Christians. And that way they were walking with the Christians in light. And that helped keep them from evil.
所以这就是这群的基督徒他们想做的方式。他们说到一个地方呢，我总是要去拜访当地的基督徒，这样的话能让我们实时的持守在主里，能够活出光明的样式。
Some of their friends would say to them, some of the men in the service would say, "We're going to this town. What are you going to do when you get there?"
那有的人呢，在他们一起同行的人会说，哎呀，我们要去这个镇里面，你要去干什么吗
？And the Christians would say, "Oh, I'm going to visit some friends in this town."
基督徒会说，哎，我要去这个镇里面拜访我一些朋友。
And the men would say to them,Do you have friends in this town? How do you have friends in this town?
别人就会问他，哎，你连这个地方都有朋友啊？你这朋友哪里来的？
And after a while, they ended up saying to them, "You've got friends in almost every town."
然后过了一阵以后呢，他同行的那些人就会说，哎，你好像每个镇里都有朋友。
And it's true. One of the great thrills of the Christian life is to go to different parts of the world and meet with Christians. You realize how good they are, how much like you they are, and you're walking together with them in light. It's a wonderful thing.
Amen. 所以你这是一个非常好的经历啊！你到一个地方，然后你去拜访当地的基督徒，你就会认识到，哎呀，神是多么的真实啊！他们是多么的好的一群人，然后会给你很大的鼓励，也让你保守在光中。
So, Xin Meng, when you get to China, you're going to look up the Christians. Okay? You're going to meet the Christians. That'll be a strength to you, and you can be a strength to them.
对，就像王鑫回中国以后，他也会找当地的基督徒聚会，这个就是我们力量的源泉。
Three things you do. Number one, you put on the armor of light.
所以三件事要做啊，第一就是穿上光明的兵器和盔甲。
Number two, you clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二呢，就是披戴主耶稣基督。
Number three, at the end of verse 14, what's it say here? Do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
就不要为肉体安排。第三啊，去放纵私欲。
The Authorized Version says, "Make no provision for the flesh."
那KJV 说呢，就是不要为肉体安排啊，这个是我们中文翻的比较准。
So you walk in a particular way that you won't be near evil. You won't have the opportunity to do anything wrong.
所以你要做一个安排，直到一个什么样的程度呢？就是你离罪没有那么近，也不会让你去有一个办法去取悦你的肉体。
Walk in the light, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't give any opportunity to do what you should not do.
所以第一呢，就是带上光明的兵器，穿戴主耶稣基督。第三呢，不给你自己任何机会去取悦肉体，为肉体安排。
if a man were a drunkard,
如果一个人他是个酗酒的,
and he became a Christian, what counsel would you give him?
然后他成了基督徒，你会给他什么属灵的建议呢？
Stay away from the pub.
就是远离酒吧，这就是你给他的建议了。
Okay, don't make any provision to do evil. Stay away from it. Live a different kind of a life. Go to a different place.
对，就是不要给自己任何的可能的机会陷进去，远离酒吧，过一个完全不同的生活，跟一群完全不同的人在一起，那就慢慢就好。
All right, that's the end of chapter 13. Any questions on chapter 13 or any questions in general?
这就是十三章了，有没有什么问题呢？关于这罗马书的十三章。
It's always the same. If I ask if there's any questions, at the beginning, nobody says anything. If I ask at the end, then oftentimes all the big questions come.
他说总是这个规律啊，他每次开始学习，一开始问大家有没有问题，都是没有。然后到学习快结束了，一问题，一问呢，全都有问题。
All right, chapter 14.
14章。
And maybe we can read, some can read verses 1 to 4 in Chinese, and then we'll read 1 to 4 in English, and then we'll speak on it.
好，我们先用中文一节一节读，读一到四节，然后我们一起再用英文读。信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。
吃人的不可轻看，
吃的
人不可轻看，不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。
你是谁，竟认得别人的仆人呢？他或站主，或跌倒，只有他的主人在，而且他也必要站主，因为主人使他站主。
All right, accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment.On disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does.For God has accepted him.
Who are
you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. All right, so now we're addressing a different set of questions.
现在呢，我们看了另外一组的问题了，这个话题开始转了。
How can you be a living sacrifice? That's the question that is introduced in chapter 12, verse 1.
就是你怎么样才能成为一个活祭啊？这是十二章一节提出来的问题。
And the answer is, you would in part, you would.Live that kind of a life by getting along with someone who doesn't agree with you on absolutely everything that might be in the Bible.
所以这里呢就会牵涉到你要跟一些跟你在对圣经的看法不同的人的里面呢，你要跟他有相处，要搞好关系。
The question is, should you eat?Only the kinds of food that are prescribed in the Old Testament, or can you eat some of the foods that are not allowed in the Old Testament but allowed in the New Testament?
比方说呢，就是关于吃东西，就会有两种意见。一种呢，就必须严格按照旧约告诉你的，旧约律法告诉你的这个怎么吃来执行。还有一种呢。就是可以吃一些旧约律法里不许可，但是新约里没有有这个要求的这些东西，所以这是会出现两种不同的意见。
And so there are several passages in the Old Testament which tell you what to eat and what not to eat. And there are several passages in the New Testament on the same subject.
所以同样，什么可吃，什么不可吃呢？旧约是有一些经文来描述，新约也有一些经文来描述。
But the New Testament instructions are more wide open, more liberal, if you like, than the Old Testament.
但新约的整个要求呢，就比旧约要宽松的多了，没有像旧约那么严格。
So some of the Jewish Christians might say, we definitely must continue to eat only what Moses allows in the Old Testament.
所以有些犹太的基督信徒呢，就说那我们必须还是得按照摩西要求告诉我们的去节制我们的饮食。
And some of the Gentile Christians would say, well, we aren't told in the New Testament that we must not eat these other things. We've always eaten them. We will continue to eat them.
但有些新约的有些外邦的基督徒呢，就他们说，那我们在新约里没有看见这个要求啊，我们以前也都吃这些东西啊，那我们决定还是继续吃。
And you'll remember that the Apostle Peter was told on one occasion that if God has cleansed certain foods, then he can go and eat them, even if they're not the kind of food that Moses said you must eat.
我们都记得彼得见过这个异象，就是神既然洁净了一些他们认为在旧约里不洁净的食物呢，那人就可以吃哈，不管人是怎么看待，神洁净的就是洁净的。
Food and what you eat is often a very important part of religion, isn't it?
所以在很多的这个宗教里面呢，这个吃什么东西啊，它是一个很重要的一个要求和方面。
The Jewish people today are so particular about what they eat and what they don't eat that they actually have two kitchens. And one kitchen is to eat one kind of meat, and the other kitchen is to eat dairy products. You can eat, if you're going to eat meat products, you've got to cook it in this kitchen. If you're going to eat dairy products, you've got to cook it in the other kitchen.
所以呢，因着这个对饮食的这个关注哈，所以今天的特别典型的例子就是犹太教。今天的犹太人呢，为了避免犯这个旧约律法关于饮食的要求，甚至他们有两个厨房。两个厨房干什么呢？一个是专门做肉的，一个是专门做奶的，就是奶和肉呢，这个两个是不能混起来的，因为对旧约有个律法，就不能用山羊羔的奶煮山羊羔。
And you'll find in many religions around the world, what you eat is part of that religious structure.
所以你会看见不同的宗教里呢都有这个特点，就是它饮食它是在这个宗教结构里占了很大的一个比重。
When you get later on in the chapter, you'll find that they start talking about days, not what food you eat, but what days you hold holy, what days you worship on.
那饮食只是一个起步，再往下呢，它会分别很多日子出来，就哪一天是圣的，哪一天是要做敬拜的，这个日子都会排出来。
Some religions say you must worship on Sunday, others you must worship on Saturday, others you must worship on Friday, and particular days are very important in most religions.
那在宗教里，有的说呢，你应该星期天敬拜，有的说星期六敬拜，有的说星期五敬拜，所以把这些日子啊，每一个都有不同的说法。搞得很复杂。
And so there are questions like this. We'll get to some more before we're finished this study. But there are questions like this that arise, and the Bible does not give specific answers to the question.
那现在的问题是呢，圣经并没有给出一个特别的回答哈，对于这类的问题。
So the Old Testament says you are not supposed to eat, among other things, you're not supposed to eat pork.
比方说，旧约讲得很明白，在其他很多的不能吃的里面呢，有个很特别不能吃的就是什么？就是猪肉，猪肉不能吃。
But the New Testament doesn't say that.
但新约完全没有提。
The Old Testament says you must set Saturday aside to worship God.
那旧约呢说呢，你必须要星期六呢不要排出来。这是一个安息日，这一天呢，要来敬拜神。
But the New Testament doesn't say that.
但新约呢也没有这个要求。
So the problem is, what do Christians do when they get together like us? What if some hold one view and others hold the other view? What should we do?
那现在问题出来了，如果我们作为一个一群重生得救的基督徒，我们一起聚会的时候，一群的人持这个观点，一群的人持另外一种观点，怎么办呢？
Okay, that's the big issue that is dealt with in chapter 14 in the beginning of chapter 15.
这就是14章以及15章一开始要解决的问题。
And so the first principle is verse 1, we are to accept, we are to receive Christians who don't agree with us on matters where the Bible is not making an express commandment.
所以对于圣经没有给出明确，新约圣经没有给出明确的要求和指令的这些事呢，若你碰到跟你意见不一致的弟兄呢，你总是要接纳哈，就是你要信心大的要去厚着信心小的要去接纳他。
Now the Bible does say that if people don't agree with the basic teaching of the Bible, you cannot receive them.
但是圣经也同样说了，如果在基础基要的真理上他跟你不一致的话呢，你是不能够跟从他的，就是这个原则不是一个，你不能接纳一个在基要真理上跟你不一致的人。
So John says, if somebody comes to you and they say, I'm a servant of God, but I don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, John says, don't you let them into your house.
那就像使徒约翰说的，如果有人说我是神的仆人，但是我不相信耶稣基督，这种人你是不能让他进你的家的。
Okay, but if the question is, what do you eat for supper?
但如果他跟你的不一致只是说今天晚餐吃什么，
then you wouldn't necessarily say, you can't eat at my house or I won't eat at your house because you've got the wrong kind of seafood on the platter.
所以这个你就不能说呢，因为他们家摆上了海鲜，这是你不吃的，完了你就不能在这家吃，这种问题不是我们去分别神的孩子应该有的问题。
All right, so those are the issues that we're going to try to look for principles on now. The question is, how do I live as a living sacrifice for God? Answer, I must stand for all the truth the Bible stands for, but where it is not specific, I must accept your opinion, and I'm going to ask you to accept my opinion.
所以怎么样成为神的活祭呢？就是在立定在基要真理上的这些事情呢，我们总是要持守，我们不能妥协，但是呢神没有明确要求的那些方面我们总是要接纳啊，不要去人与人争论，这是一个都是两方面都是对的。
Alright, so verse 14:1, chapter 14:1 says, we're to accept those whose faith is weak without passing judgment.
所以Verse 1?
Verse 1, yes.
就是信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Okay, one man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, only eats vegetables.
有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。
So there's people who are strong in faith, and there are people who are weak in faith.
所以这里你会看见呢，就有两种的人出来了。一种呢，他的信心是大的；一种的信心是小的。
Okay, and those of us who think we're strong got to recognize that other people may have a bit of a conscience on things. They may not be as strong, and therefore we must not judge them.
所以对于信心大的呢，总是要理解呢，在某些东西不吃的那些人的信心，因为他会有担心。所以是什么呢？你就厚着他的信心。
I like to think of the strong and the weak as members of a family.
啊，这就像一个家的成员一样啊，有弱的，有强的。
In our family, When we were children, our mother and father were strong in their faith, and my sister and I were weak.
但我们家呢？我父母是信心强的，我和我姐姐是那信心弱的。
Because we were weak, there were certain rules that were given to us.
正是因为我们是软弱的呢，都会有一些原则给到我们。
And so our mother didn't say to us, well, you make up your mind, everything will be fine. She would say to us, no, we think you should not do that. You're not weak, you're not strong enough to make up your mind. So we're going to make some more rigorous rules for you.
所以我妈妈不会说那样，你就自己拿主意吧。她说正是因为你比较软弱哈，信心上，所以她说我会给你设一些的原则条件，你按照这个去做就好了。
I in particular found that very convenient.
然后我发现呢，她给我设这些条件啊，真的很方便，做了就好了。
I often didn't know what to do.
因为我很多时候自己也不知道该怎么做。
And I would say to my friends would say, can we do this? I wouldn't know what to do. I'd ask my mother, she would say no.
比方说我朋友会说呢，哎，你我们一起做这个事吧。我说哎呀，我也不能确定，我回去问我妈。然后她说呢，不可以。那我说就不可以。
I would go to my friends and I'd say no.
然后我就回去我朋友那说不行。
He would say why?
然后他会问我为什么不行。
I would say because my mother won't let me.
我说我妈不让我去。
Okay, it's very, very convenient, very good.
这是非常简单的啊，非常方便。
When you get to be older, you'll be strong. And when we were older, we had to begin to make up our own mind.
然后呢，当我们慢慢年长了以后呢，那我们就开始强壮了信心，就开始自己拿主意了嘛。
And I remember the first time I went to my mother to get a simple yes or no answer, and she said, Harold, you're old enough now to make up your own mind. What do you think Jesus would want you to do?
我就印象特别深哈，就是我又有一次有一个很简单的问题呢，我想去问我妈妈到底可以不可以。那我妈的回答就说呢，说 Harold, 你现在年纪足够大了，你现在要做一个自己的决定，你觉得如果是耶稣，他会在这件事情上怎么做决定呢？
And I can remember saying to myself, it was a whole lot easier if you just say yes or no. But if you want me to start thinking, that's going to be a big problem.
然后我就印象很深，就是，哎呀，以前那个就是听好或不好，对或不对就简单。你让我自己去想怎么才是对的哈，好累的哈。
So those who are weaker often follow rules a little more rigorously, and that's not bad.
所以信心软弱的他是表现形式呢，就是他跟随一些的原则啊，貌似更严谨一些，更严格一些，但对他来说呢，其实不是坏事，他就跟着这个原则走就好。
And in many things I think I'm still weak, so I still follow the rules pretty rigorously.
所以我依然看见我还是很软弱的，所以我今天还是跟随一些既定的原则去做决定。
Okay, so verse 3.
第三节。
The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not.
吃的人不可轻看不吃的人。
And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does.
不吃的人也不可论断吃的人。
Okay, if the Bible doesn't say clearly this is what you must do or that is what you must do, then don't judge the other person.
所以如果圣经没有明确说这个是不可以做的，那个是不可以做的，你就不要在这些事情上去论断其他在做的人。
You don't want to judge the other person. You don't want to belittle the other person and say he's not as good as me.
所以不要论断的另一面呢，也不要轻看，不会说哎呀他不如我那么好。
Now verse 4 said.
第四节。
We are not to judge someone else's servant.
就是我们不会不也不应该去论断别人的仆人。
To his own master he stands or falls.
然后有他的主人在啊，他要站住，他自然要站住。
So very often the question is, should I do it or should I not?
所以我要不要做或者不要做呢？
And the answer is not so much what are the rules, but the answer is Jesus is my master. What must I do to please him?
所以重要的不是说有什么原则，而是呢，耶稣是我的主人，我做这件事情，他会不会高兴？
All right, let's go to verse 5.
我们继续看第五节。
One man considers one day more sacred than another. Another man considers every day alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind.
有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。
All right, you will find then in these matters that there is there's a day, there's a food, there are other things. Which should you do? And the answer is, you must be fully persuaded in your own mind.
所以对于这种有可以也不可以，也可以不的这种事情呢，我们重要的是里面要坚定，我们总是要做好一个单一的决定哈，不要摇摆。
Okay, so when we were children, we used to find that on matters like this, if we went to one of our friends' families, they would say yes to an issue. And if we went to another one of our friends' families, they would say no. And so as children, we said, you know, if we want to do this, we go to the one who's going to say yes. And if we don't want to do it, we go to the one who's going to say no. And it was tempting to say, we get to do whatever we want by speaking to the person who's going to say yes or no.
I didn't get the point.
All right. The question is on these matters, how, this is totally different. The question is, how do you decide what you should do?
所以问题就是我们该怎么样决定哈，我们做的方式是什么样，是怎么做这个决定。
Two possible answers.
有两个可能的回答。
Number one, I will do what Jesus wants me to do.
那第一呢，就是我要做耶稣想要我做的。
Number two, I will do what I want to do because it doesn't really matter.
第二个呢，就是我就做我想要做的。因为呢，其实怎么做都无所谓的嘛。
If I do what I want to do and somebody says you're wrong, all I have to do is say, Mr. So-and-so says I'm right.
如果我要做一些事呢，最后别人说我不对，那我可以说，那谁谁谁说这样事情是可以做的。
And if I do the other thing and somebody says you're wrong, all I have to say is, Mr. So-and-so says I'm right.
我在做一件事情也是这样，如果有人指责我呢，我也会说，谁谁谁说可以做的。
So the easiest way to solve this problem is I'll do whatever I want to do.
所以最容易解决的方式就是我反正就因为反正能找到理由嘛，我就选那个其实我喜欢做的那个方向。
And God says, if you do that, then whatever you do will be wrong.
如果神其实在这里意思就是，如果你是这么去选呢，那其实不管你做什么，其实都是错的。
But if you say I will do whatever God wants me to do.
如果你的选择的角度是说呢，我立志是要选一个神想要我做的。
And you're fully convinced in your own mind.
然后你在你的心里呢，你很确定知道这就是神要你做的。
Then whatever you do is right.
然后你不管怎么做就是对的。
Okay. Now let me give you an example or two on this.
那我们来讲一两个例子啊，来解释这个经文。
Many years ago, there were 4 or 5 men at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
那很多年前呢，大概四五个人啊，在十六街教会。
It was war time.
那时候呢是战争时期。
And the question is, what are the men going to do?
那问题是呢，在打仗的时候呢，人应该怎么做选择
？Okay, Bob Murdoch said.I am going to join the Navy.
那当中一个呢 ，Bob 弟兄他说呢，我要去参加海军。
All right. Harold Deward said, I'm going to join the army.
那第二个 Harold 弟兄说呢，我要去参加陆军。
Harold Budd said, I'm not going to join the army or the navy. I couldn't kill anybody. So he joined the merchant marine.
然后呢，另外一个弟兄呢，他说呢，我不能参加海军，我参加陆军，这会杀人的，我不能杀人，那我怎么办呢？我参加运输队。
He worked on the ships.
他就在那运输船上这工作啊。
And the ships just they took food to various parts of the world in the wartime.
所以这个干什么？就从这个二战的时候嘛，他们总是要从本土要运很多的粮食啊到前线去啊。他就是坐运输船上，就在那运输船上当兵。
Steve Biggs was here, and Steve Biggs said, "I'm not going to do that." I'm not going to fight at all. I'm not going to support the war effort. I will be a conscientious objector.
所以另外一个 Steve 弟兄说呢，那我呢，我不同意战争，所以我的良心告诉我，我不能够参加任何一种支持战争的行为，所以我啥都不做，我哪里也不参加。
So he went to a prison camp up near Courtney.
然后他就被抓起来坐牢了。
And then, not in this assembly, but there was another man whose name was Jack Anderson.
不是，还有一个不是我们教会的，另外一个兄弟教会的，他名叫 Jack.
He said, "I'm not going to go to war to kill people."
他说我也不能去参加打仗去杀人。
But he said, "I'll go to war to save people's lives."
但是我可以去战场上救人。
So he joined the medical corps.
然后他就参加了医疗队。
Okay, five different men. Which one was right?
五个人啊，五个人。那五个人哪一个人是对的？
Which one was right?
The fifth.
She said the fifth. Okay. The fact is, all five were right because all five said, I will do this for the glory of God. I believe God wants me to do it.
所以答案是每一个都对，因为他们每一个人，他的心都是我做这是为了神的荣耀，我要为了神去做这件事。
What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say you should do?
神告诉我们要做什么呢？
Well, the Bible says you shouldn't be fighting people.
You
shouldn't be fighting people. You shouldn't go around killing people.
Yeah, 所以圣经的确告诉我们不要杀人啊，也不要去与人相争啊。
But the Bible also says that there is a time when justice must be meted out.
但圣经也的确说呢，会有这样的时候，你公义要彰显的时候。
Okay, so the Bible says if you've got somebody in your country who pulls a gun and kills somebody.That person should be punished.
所以就像你在你所住的国度里有人杀了人，那这个人总是要受惩罚的。
And by extension, if Adolf Hitler says, "I'm going to pull out my gun and kill," then by the same extension, you say that person must be judged as well.
比方说，这就是希特勒，他说他要侵略人，他要杀人，那你总是要去反对他。
So you have two very strong arguments.To fight or not to fight.
所以这两个的这个 argument 这个逻辑都非常强啊，就打或者不打啊，你都能找到很强的圣经理由。
And the wonderful thing is that on a Sunday morning, all five of those people could be together, and they could all worship the Lord with a clear conscience.
但是最美好的是呢，在星期天早晨呢，这五个人都能够同样的在这个教会聚会，然后。里面完全没有良心的谴责，因为他们都知道自己做这个事是为了神。
If one of them had said, "I've decided that I want to do this because I like it."
如果有人说呢，哎呀，我决定我喜欢做这个呢，其实是我喜欢做，我要做这个是因为我喜欢这件事。
One man could have said, "I'm joining the Air Force because I like to fly."
那有人可以说呢，我参加空军是因为我喜欢开飞机。
Another man could have said, "I'm not doing any of that because I'm afraid. I'm not going there. I want to get out of here."
那也有人说呢，哎，我不参加任何一种，就是因为我害怕，我啥也不想做，我想逃。
They would have both been very, very wrong.
所以这样的都是错的。
Because we must do what God tells us to do.
所以我们总是要按照神在我们里面安放的那颗心啊去做。我们要做的这个决定是取决神的。
Of all five of those men, one of you said the last man was the best.
就像我们刚才说到啊，五个人我们就有在座的怎么说呢？最后一个是好的。
He was the man who said, I'm going to save lives. I'm in the medical corps. I'm going to go and save lives.
他是那个说我要去救人的，我去参加医疗队的那个。
He did such a good job.
对，他做的。
That he was awarded Canada's highest military honors.
然后呢，他做的如此之好啊，他被授予加拿大最高等的这个军队的勋章。
And he would be on the front lines, and an enemy would shoot one of his men, and he would run up and put that body on a stretcher, and he and his friends would carry that body out of the front lines, bullets flying all the time. That was his job. Canada said, you deserve the highest honors, called the Victoria Cross. Not a higher honor can be given to anyone in the Canadian military. He won it because he spent his time in the services saving lives.
所以他做的事情就是在前线呢，在枪林弹雨里去把那伤者去用担架抬下来，他就做这个事。所以他得着的是加拿大最高级的、最高等的军事勋章，叫维多利亚十字勋章。
All right, so verse 5 says, each one must be fully convinced in his own mind.
所以第五节的这个，我们刚才解释的就第五节后半段的意思，个人心里要意见坚定。
Okay, now these issues go far and wide.
这些事情啊，其实涵盖的面是非常广的。
Here's one.
这里是一种一个方面。
Here's one issue. Should you live in Canada or China?
比方说，我应该住在加拿大呢，还是应该住在中国？这是一个你要做的决定了。
Is that an important question?
这是不是一个重要的问题呢？
Does the Bible tell you exactly where to live?
那圣经有没有告诉你要住在哪里呢？
No.
都没有。
How are you going to decide where to live?
那你怎么决定住在哪里呢？
You're going to speak to the Lord. You're going to put all those conditions before the Lord. You're going to say, Lord, if you lead me, I will live in China or in Canada. Whatever you tell me, I will do.
Amen. 你会把所有的条件放在主面前，然后你跟主做一个祷告。你说，主啊，无论你带我在中国生活，还是带我在加拿大生活，只要是你的决定。我就愿意去做。
And sometimes the answer to that question is very, very easy.
有的时候呢，这个回答这个问题是很容易的。
And sometimes the answer to that question is very, very hard.
有的时候呢，对这个问题的回答是非常非常难的。
All right, let's carry on. Here's the logic now. He, verse 6, he who regards one day as special...Does so to the Lord.
守日的人是为主守的。
He who eats meat eats to the Lord.
吃的人是为主吃的。
And we know that because he gives thanks to God.
我们怎么知道呢？因为他感谢神。
He who abstains does so to the Lord, and he gives thanks to God.
不吃的人也是为主不吃的，也感谢神。
Okay, so you follow the leading of the Lord and you give thanks.
所以我们只要跟随主的带领了，无论吃或不吃，我们都感恩。
For none of us lives to himself alone.
我们没有一个人为自己活。
And none of us dies to himself alone.
也没有一个人为自己死。
If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord.
我们若活着是为主活， 若死了是为主而死。
So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
所以我们或活或死总是主的人。
What is the issue here?
这里的问题是什么？
Who is the Lord?
谁是主啊？
I will serve the Lord, you say, regardless of my friends, regardless of my, of the circumstances, I will do what the Lord wants.That is the most important thing.
所以最重要的是，我不管什么样的环境，我总是要做主想要我做的事情。
All right, now verse 9 says,
第九节,
For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living.
因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
Remember then that you must...Follow the Lord. He's alive. He's the one who's giving you instructions. Who is the one who speaks to you in that still, small voice saying, This is the way. Walk ye in it.
所以总是要跟随主啊，就是那一个在你里面用那小小的声音说，这是那对的路，行在当中，跟随里面圣灵的声音，跟随主，你就会得着呢。正确的决定。
And if you pray, and if you're humble before the Lord, He will lead you.
所以你只要祷告，你在神面前谦卑，他就会带领你。
And if He doesn't give you leading, then don't go.
如果他没给你呢，就不要动，就不要自己拿主意。
Verse 10.
第十节。
You then.Why do you judge your brother?
那你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？
Don't judge another brother who sees these issues, who follows these issues a different way. Don't judge him.
所以不要判断、论断其他的弟兄啊，在这些事情上。
Or why do you look down on your brother?
或为什么你又轻看弟兄呢？
For we will all stand before God's judgment seat.
因为我们都要站在神的台前。
It is written, As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God.
主说我凭着我的永生启示，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
So then, each of us will give an account of himself.To God.
这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
Okay, so what happens after you die?
那你死了以后会发生什么呢？
You stand before God on judgment.
你会在审判日面对主。
What issue is he going to raise with you?
他会在你面前提出什么问题来？
He's probably going to raise the issue. What did you eat?
他会不会问你啊？你吃了什么东西啊？
Yes, what did I eat?
你说哎呀，我吃了啥？
Do you think he might say, you know, some of you live in China, and sometimes there's food offered to idols.
比方说呢，我们从中国来的，我们有的时候会拿东西啊去祭那个偶像的，祭那个什么各种各样的东西。
Okay. And you know that sometimes the food is offered to an idol, and if you eat it, they're saying the only reason you eat it is because you believe in the idol.
比方说你吃了一个祭过偶像的东西啊，别人就说，哎，你是不是相信这有好处才吃的？就自然会有这个想法。
And for some of you, that's a big deal.
对你们很多人来说呢，这可能是一个很大的事情。
And then he's going to say, Did you eat or did you not eat?
然后你觉得神耶稣会不会问你，你吃了或者没吃呢？
And then he's going to say, Why?
然后他会问你为什么呢？
And when you get to the why, you've got to have the right answer, don't you?
然后呢，当你碰到他问你为什么，耶稣问你为什么，你总得要好好回答。
What's the right answer going to be?
正确的回答应该是什么？
I studied Romans chapter 14, and on the basis of Romans 14, I said, I believe this is what Jesus wanted me to do.
你的回答永远都是， 我已经学过了罗马书十四章啊，我相信啊，在当时我做这个决定是神让我做的。
Okay, some of you are going to be standing before him, and he's going to say, "What did you do on Sunday afternoon?"
比方说，有人站在你面前说，哎，你星期天下午做什么
？Okay, and you're going to say, "Well, blah, 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 blah."
你说，哎呀，我也不知道。
He's going to say to me, "Harold, what did you do on Sunday afternoon?"
然后耶稣会问我 ，Harold， 你星期天下午做什么呢
？And I'm going to have to give him some pretty straight answers because, you see, he told me clearly and plainly what I should be doing on Sunday afternoon.
然后我会很直接地回答他，因为我确切知道我星期天下午做的事呢，就是神让我做的。
And I don't have time to go into all the details, but this was a big issue for me in my life.
所以我就不去过很多的细节啊，我就告诉大家，这就是我生命里的一些大的事情，我是这么做的。
When I was a child, I was taught that Sunday was a day to serve the Lord, and so we didn't do our own thing on Sunday.
那我在孩子的时候呢，我被告知呢，星期天是我们留出来特别的为主的，所以我总是不在星期天排其他的事儿。
When I got older, I had some more options for Sunday, and the Lord taught me through experience what I should be doing on Sunday afternoon.
那到我长大了以后呢，我星期天能做的事呢，选项多了。然后呢，神也借着我的经验来告诉我呢，我星期天该干什么。
When I was a student, I actually studied on only three Sunday afternoons in my life.
所以我在学生的时候呢，我只是在三个星期天的下午哈，花在学习上。
The only reason I did study on those three Sunday afternoons was because I felt the exams were very, very hard.
我那三个星期天下午花在学习上的时间，是因为第二天的考试我真的觉得太难了。
And I said, I know, Lord, that Isaiah 58 and other passages teach me that I really shouldn't study on Sunday afternoon, but this is an important exam, and it's going to be very, very hard.
我就跟主说啊，我说主，虽然我知道像以赛亚书五十八章是告诉我们啊，其他的经文告诉我们星期就主日呢要留给主啊，但这个考试真的好难啊。
So on three occasions I studied on Sunday afternoon.
所以我有那么三次的经历哈，就是我是把这个时间没有留给主，我去拿去学习去了。
So does someone want to tell me the conclusion of that story?
有人愿意把我刚才讲的这个故事给我一个结论吗？
I failed all three exams.
就那三次啊，他都没考过啊，三次他都挂了这个考试。
Then, I got to the most important exam in another course farther on.
那我紧跟着呢，我又碰到了一个更重要的一门课的考试。
This is a longer story, but you should know the issues that are here. This was a very, very hard course.
这是非常非常难的一门课。
One of the teachers of the course told me and others that the course was so difficult that if I didn't have the proper prerequisites, I never should have been allowed to take the course.
这个课如此之难的那个老师告诉学生们呢，如果你不满足一些前提条件啊，其实你其实选课都不没资格选。
He went so far as to say, and this was a mandatory course, he went so far as to say, if you don't have these prerequisite courses, you should speak to me and find out who let you into this course anyway.
但是这又是一门必选课。所以呢，那个老师就说呢，你们每一个人来选这门课的人啊，你们如果前面那些条件没满足，就是前面也要上几门其他的课。如果你们没满足啊，你要来找我，我来看看到底谁让你们进到这个课程里来的。
I didn't take him up on that because he was the man who let me into the course.
然后呢，我就没去找他，因为就是他让我进到这个课里来。
So, I took the course. They gave me two books that we're supposed to read.
然后呢，我去了，然后呢，老师给了我两本书。
I kept the books because I've got a good sense of humor.
然后我就拿着两本书啊，他说他挺有幽默感。
They were both about 600 pages long.
每本书有600页。
And I couldn't read past page 25 in either book, just absolutely hopeless.
我每一本书读到25页以后就开始晕了，就完全没希望的。
It was a hard course.
真的好难啊。
About two-thirds of the way through the course, my friend said to me, you know what, we found an advisor who can help us on this course. He can help us. We're going to meet with him.
然后呢，大概学到三分之二时间的时候呢，我的朋友跟我说，我们找到了一个这门课特别厉害的一个人，我们可以去找他寻求帮助，他可以教我们。
He said, would you like to come to that seminar?
他说呢，你愿不愿意参加啊，就是这是个 seminar.
I said, yes, you count me in. I need to go to that seminar.
他说好的，你把我算进去，就这么一个研讨会啊，你把我算进去，我们找了一个人来讲，他愿意去听。
He says it's going to be on Thursday night.
他说呢，那是星期四的晚上。
I said, I'll be there.
他说，我说可以，星期四晚上我去。
And then he phoned me on later, I guess, that week. Said they've changed the date. Not going to be on Thursday night. It's going to be on Sunday afternoon.
然后他说现在呢时间改了，不是星期四晚上了，变星期天下午了。
I said, oh, all right, I'll be there.
我说好吧，我也去吧。
Okay. So I changed my plans for Sunday.
然后我就改了我的计划，我把我星期天的时间。
And I got up early Sunday morning.
我星期天早晨起来了。
And I said, you may as well just do some Bible reading before you go to church on Sunday morning.
我说呢，最好我去聚会前啊，星期天早晨聚会前呢，我读一点圣经。
And I was reading through the book of Isaiah.
然后我就在读以赛亚书。
I was at chapter 55.
然后我就在读五十五章啊。
I looked at my watch.
然后我看我的手表啊。
I said, Harold, you've got an hour to read.
然后我说 ，Harold， 你大概还有一个小时可以读。
And I burst out laughing.
然后我就笑了，最后。
Because I knew I was going to be reading to Isaiah 58.
因为我知道呢，我有这点时间呢，我就一定会读到以赛亚书五十八章。
So let's read Isaiah 58. That's right, yeah. Verse 13. This is what I read that morning.
我那天早晨就读了这节经文啊。
If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day.
他说你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐。
If you call the Sabbath a delight, and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way, not doing you as you please, or speaking idle words,
称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
Then you will find your joy in the Lord.
你就可以以耶和华为乐。
And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land.
耶和华要使你乘驾地的高处。
And to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob.
又以你祖雅各的产业养育你。
The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
这是耶和华亲口说的。
And I read those verses.
我也读了这些经文了。
And then I read them again.
我又读了一遍。
And then I read them again.
我又读了一遍。
And then I picked up the telephone.
然后我就拿起电话。
And I phoned my friend.
我给我朋友打电话。
And I said, I'm sorry, but I will not be at the seminar today.
我说，哎呀，对不起，我今天可能不能去这个研讨会。
The next day I met him.
第二天呢，我碰见他了。
And I said to him, how was that seminar?
我就问他这个研讨会怎么样啊。
He said it was marvelous.
他说真是太棒了。
He said, all of us who went, we now understand what the course is all about. He said the seminar was more value than going to all the lectures. He said it was wonderful.
他说太棒了，这个你其实这个参加以后就明白这课到底想讲什么，比以前听的那些都有用啊，特别值。
And I thought, I guess I really am in a mess now, because some of my friends were just as hopeless in the course as I was, but they all went to the seminar, and so they're way up here now, and I'm still way down here.
好，你可以想象我的心情啊，当时本来跟我一起的这些朋友们呢，都是很晕的在这门课，现在他们全明白了啊。我还是很晕的。
I was so scared. I slept the night before for 5 minutes.
我真的很害怕啊！我那天考试前一天晚上只睡了5分钟。
And I spent the rest of the time trying to understand that course.
然后剩下的时间就很努力的想去弄明白这课到底说啥。
When it was all over and we got our marks back.
好，那这课考试结束了，我们都拿到了分数啊。
I asked my friend, how did you do on that course?
我就问我的朋友们，你们这门课考得怎么样？
He said, oh, I did really, really well. I got a B.
他说，哎呀，我真的是做得还很好啊，我得了一个 B. 他的同学说我得了个 B.
I asked my other friends. I said, how did you do on that course?
然后我问其他的朋友，你们做得怎么样啊？
They said, oh, we did really well. We all got B's.
他说我们也做得很好，我们都得了一个 B.
So they said to me, how did you do on the course?
他们就问我，你的考得怎么样？
I said, I got a B too.
我说我也考了个 B 啊。
Okay. I'm not even sure that the professor marked the course.
我都不能确定是不是这个教授真的改了这卷子啊。
Everybody got a B.
因为每一个人都是个 B 啊。
Okay.
我不确定他改没改啊。
Does it make any difference?
有什么区别吗？
Yeah.
有区别。
The big issues in life, you may not find a specific absolute in the Bible. You can go to the New Testament. It doesn't tell you that you must make sure that you don't study on Sunday afternoon.
所以你可能在圣经里没有看见一个特别的要求，说你不能在星期天下午学习，应该没有的。
But you say, God, I choose to honor you. I want to do what you want.
你说主啊，我选择荣耀你啊。我想要做你希望我们做的事。
He will do the rest.
他会做剩下的事。
All right, question.
好，有没有什么问题？
Any questions before we go on? We're back in Romans now. I tell you these stories periodically because it's important for you to know.That these things are not just theory. They're the issues. They're the vitals of life.
所以我时不时的跟大家讲这些故事，其实就是让大家明白啊，圣经这些道理都不是死的，它是真的，对我们很重要的真理，是我们的生命。
Okay. So what are the issues on Judgment Day, verse 12?
那我们在十二节看看在审判日会什么样呢？
They're not just, did you rob the bank? That's a question. That'll be there. Did you rob the bank? This is Romans chapter 14, verse 12. question. Did you rob the bank? That's part of it. But the other question is, what did you do in those areas of conscience? Your conscience says do this. Did you do what your conscience said? Did you do what I told you to do?
所以罗马书十四章十二节想讲什么呢？就是我们会面临两种的问题。第一种呢，是你抢银行没有，那这个是肯定是一种问题。但还有一种问题呢，是你怎么来面对你良心给你的声音，就是这良心的声音或里面圣灵的声音，是神让你在一些你可左可右的事情上，他给了你一个选择，你有没有顺服神给你的那个选择？
Therefore, verse 13, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way.
十三节，所以我们不可再彼此论断啊，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
So how do you decide what you should be doing?
所以你怎么样决定我们该做什么呢？
Answer: You ask the Lord. You look in Scripture to find out what you should do.
所以答案就是你求问主，然后在圣经里你告诉主。带着你啊，找到该怎么做。
If it's not absolutely clear, you say, Lord, please give me conviction on this.
如果不是很确定呢，你说主啊，求你给我确据，给我确切的心，知道我当做什么决定。
Number three, you realize that it's so important, it's going to be on the final exam on Judgment Day.
第三呢，你要意识到这样的事其实也很重要，因为在最后审判的日子，神也会问你的。
And then number four, you realize that others are watching, and you must make sure that what you do doesn't allow them to stumble.
所以第四呢，就是你这个决定其实如此重要，不单单关乎你，你也会有可能影响到别人，绊脚跌人。
There's somebody following every one of us, isn't there?
所以我每个人都
There's somebody following every one of us. It may be someone in our family.
所以我们当中的每一个人其实都是有人跟着我们的，比方说一些家人。
It may be a friend.
也许是个朋友。
It may be somebody in the church.
也许是教会的人。
But you want to make sure that nobody is going to be stumbled because you're here.
所以你要确定呢，没有人是因为你而跌倒的，因为你做的一些事，比如说你在这里。
One of the men from our church, the man who actually was a conscientious objector in the earlier story.
然后有一个人呢，其实就是前面说我因着我的良心啊，我拒绝参战的那个人。
He went one day along, I'm not sure, I think it was to a hockey game.
有一天他去参加一个冰球的比赛啊。
Okay, should Christians go to hockey games?
基督徒可不可以去参加冰球比赛呢？
And so he said, oh, I'm going to the hockey game. So he went to a hockey game.
他说可以啊，那我去吧，那我去参加。
One of the teenage boys in the church.Was at the same hockey game.
那有一个十几岁的孩子啊，从也这个教会的，刚好碰巧也在那个比赛里。
And they went up to him, and the teenage boy said, "Mr. Biggs, I'm surprised to see you here."
然后呢，这个孩子当看见这个弟兄的时候，就说：“哎呀 ，Biggs 先生，我们很诧异你也会来这里玩的。”
And his answer was yes.
他答案是是的。
But you'll never see me here again.
他说下次我再也不来了。
Okay, because he didn't want the teenage boys to say, I would like to waste my time going to hockey games just the way Mr. Biggs goes to hockey games.
因为他不想让这些孩子们得到一个错误的见解，说，哎，那我也可以去随便玩了，因为 Biggs 先生这个啊都可以来这里玩，所以我可以把我的时间都浪费在我自己。
So instead of putting time into going to hockey games, he said, I'm going to spend time serving the Lord.
他说我那就我不再做这事了，那我要花时间去服侍主。
So 2 weeks ago, when we had the memorial service for Elsie Budd, a young man came up to me and he said, I admired Mrs. Butt, just like I admired Mrs. Biggs.
然后有一个上前两周呢，我们给一个老姊妹啊 ，Elsie Butt 老姊妹做葬礼的时候，有一个年轻人过来上来跟我说，他说：“哎呀，我很崇敬这个Butt 姊妹啊，就像我很崇敬这个刚才提到这个 Biggs 先生一样。”
He said, "When my wife and I were first married, we used to go to Mr. and Mrs. Biggs' house for counsel on how to lead a wise married life."
这个年轻人呢，就是他当我跟我太太刚刚结婚的时候呢，那我们一起会去这个 Biggs 夫妇一家啊，来向他们求问怎么样能够活出一个合神心意的婚姻。
I said, "That's interesting. I didn't know that." I said, "How often did you go?"
我说，哎，这个很有意思啊，我以前不知道。他就说，那你们多久去一次呢？
He said, "We went every week."
他说，我们每周都会去一次。
And for 3 years, that man and his wife entertained Dwayne and Karen once a week, and all they did was teach them how to live a wise married life.
所以他们每一周这对年轻的夫妻都会去 Biggs 老夫妇一家，就为了什么呢？就是为得着这属灵的建议啊，去如何活出一个美满的婚姻。
You can't do that and go to a hockey game every week too.
如果这个 Biggs 先生每周都去打冰球呢，大概就没有这个时间了。
So he said, "There's something more important than going to a hockey game. I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna tell Dwayne and Karen how to live a good life."
所以他说呢，这个 Biggs 先生这个决定是很明智的。他不去打冰球了，他就可以来帮助年轻的夫妻，来有一些属灵的智慧啊。
Okay, verse 13 then. Don't put a stumbling block or an obstacle in a brother's way. You lead your life in such a way that people can follow you, and if they do, they'll be on good foundation.
所以你总是要跟随主啊，做那正确的决定，因为你后面会有一些跟随你的人，所以呢，定义你要定义为了他们的益处呢，你也要调整自己的行为啊，不要给他们以绊脚的可能。
All right, our time is almost gone. Any other question?
那我们有没有什么问题啊？今天的时间差不多了。
Who's got a question on this?
没什么问题。
All right, as you go through this, you're going to pick up various principles, and I haven't enunciated them all. But one of these principles then is you must lead your life so that the person who's following you is going to be going in the right direction.
所以会有我们读到现在呢，会有很多的原则出来。我们最刚刚看见这个原则，其实就是我们要怎么样过我们的生命呢？不单是为了我们的益处。也为了看着我们跟随我们的人的益处，所以我们要走这样的路呢，也为了他们在跟随我们的时候不至于走歪路。
Okay, so how important is the Christian life?
一个基督徒的生命有多重要呢？
Well, it's life, isn't it?
就是生命嘛，对不对？
It's at the center of every part of our life.
这是我们生命每一部分中加起来的一个核心了，中心。
Jesus Christ is our Lord. We say, "Lord, I want to follow you in everything."
耶稣是我们的主啊，我们说主啊，我愿意在每样事上跟随你。
And that's what chapter 14 is all about.
这就是十四章想传递的信息了。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that you care about every aspect of our lives.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩，因为您在乎我们生命中的方方面面。
We're thankful that not only do you care, but you come down with your promises and you take charge and bless as a consequence of your concern about our lives.
主啊，您不但在乎，您更给我们以帮助，让我们在我们的生命里啊得着您的带领。
So, Lord, among the many things that we would conclude would be this. We would pray, I want to do what you want me to do, not just what I want to do.
主啊，在很多的事里，我们特别的为这一件祷告，就是您带着我们做的决定是您希望我们的决定，而不是我们自己里面的心意想做的决定。
So Lord, it's going to require in our lives much humility and much obedience, but we pray that you will give us much blessing as a consequence.
主啊，这需要我们有很多的谦卑，很多的顺服，也求您带领我们，给我们这样的力量。
And we thank you now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.